This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Victoria Given, G-I-V-E-N-S, Givens, first name Victoria, date of birth March 2nd, 2001. New paragraph, patient seen for total care ER in Denton. And for Dr. Deeb, D-E-E-B, M-D, new paragraph, dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 21-year-old female comes here for evaluation. She does not smoke or drink. She is allergic to penicillin. She has rash when took penicillin in the past. Her symptoms are easy bruisability, going on for last 6 months. The patient also complains of significant fatigue. Her ecchymosis has increased in last 1 month. She does not recall any trauma causing this. The patient went to total care ER where CBC, CMP were done. They were non-diagnostic. The patient was then advised to see hematologist, and that's why she's here. Past medical history of COVID in September 2022. She also had three COVID vaccine before that. Medications, she takes Motrin while she is having period. She only takes for 1 day. Past medical history includes appendectomy at age 5. Family history non-contributory. Patient's mother is a nurse. Physical exam, 21-year-old female, 5'4" tall, weighing 160. Blood pressure 107/64, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical. Lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. Her CBC showed a WBC count of 6.8, hemoglobin 14.2, hematocrit 42.3, platelet 223, that is 220. 3,000. It did show some aggregation. CMP was essentially unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, easy bruisability with normal platelet. Constitutional symptoms of fatigue and weakness. New paragraph, discussion and recommendations. At this point, it is not clear what is causing this easy bruisability. However, patient showed me the picture of significant bruising in thigh as well as in the arms. New paragraph, we'll draw blood for PT, PTT and INR, repeat CBC, we'll check ANA, once available we can see if there is any indication towards any syndrome or disease entity. Patient did have COVID infection, sometimes that could be a sequelae of COVID infection. COVID vaccination also has caused some hematological issues. Another differential diagnosis comes to mind is Hennox-Schulen purpura, which is IgA vasculitis, and it is seen in this age group. At this point, since there is no definitive underlying cause or diagnosis, we'll wait for the lab results. After that, we could give it a trial with steroids, and also we'll consider referral to dermatologist or rheumatologist to rule out vasculitis. Niperav, thank you. This is a consultation on Victoria Givens. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Dibs. Thank you.